89.5. Good morning, Phuket. This is Chris on Live 89.5, brought to you by Zona Beach Club. Life is better on the beach. And joining me in the studio right now, feels like it must be a crossover episode because we have QSI and two chefs in the same room for the same interview. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, really good. Thanks.
Awesome, Chris. Thanks for having us.
Of course. And of course, you guys have come together because the QSI food competition was almost 2 weeks ago now. I guess a week and
a half
ago.
March 16th. Time flies.
Yeah, it goes really fast.
Yeah. And we had a lot of time to talk to you beforehand and even during the event. We were broadcasting live there. But now in retrospect, looking back, how did it go? Was it a total success, I imagine?
For me, it was it's always a sensational event, this being the third year it's been done. And just to see the students come out and how much energy and passion they put into it and how much practice they were doing leading up to it, it's a phenomenal event. It's amazing to see. And then obviously we had a lot of support from the celebrity judges taking time off to come in, which was also, a great recognition. A shout out to them for sure. And a fantastic day for everyone.
Very cool. Yeah, I was so impressed that you guys have this competition every single year, because I think it's really important at that age to show students how many different career options they have for their future. Because I know for myself personally, when I was in high school, they didn't really have any of that. It was more like, okay, you can play the trombone for fun, but then you're going to go to math and science class and that's what you're serious about and you're going to only care about that. So it's really nice to see at that age to be like, you know what, yes, these things are important, but here are some other options for, adult careers.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the reasons why we bring this event in, because not only does it show that difference in careers, but what it looks like to be successful in that career, as many of the executive chefs are, and how it can take you around the world to different locations. So it's actually, something they can really look at and say, hey, it's not just a normal engineering or, doctor, lawyer type profession that, mom and dad tell you should do. So,
and it's also important to talk to the students about the realism of that job too, because especially when you see on TV with Ramsay and some of the other celebrity chefs, it's people get a different interpretation, like, oh, as soon as I join, I'm a chef and I have my own TV show and everything sounds so simple. So it's a great chance to offer that avenue, as you were suggesting, Chris, but also to tell them, yeah, it's 16 hours of peeling potatoes. That's really what it's going to take the first couple of years, right? So it's always interesting having those conversations with the students as well.
Yeah, I bet. I imagine because of people like Gordon Ramsay, there's a couple of people out there who are just like, you know what? I'm really good at yelling at people. I should be a chef.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is not really what it's all about at all.
But I mean, it's a big part of being a chef, right? It's just not the only part.
Yeah, I think the best chefs I've ever dealt with always keep a level head. I think it's definitely embellished a lot, but
good made for TV moment.
Yeah, absolutely. But no, it's really exciting that you guys had this great competition, and it's so awesome that you get these different chefs from around the island too, like you said, to show, the potential for this job. And I'm sure it's a huge thing for these students to get to meet and work with these chefs as well.
Yeah, they really enjoy it, and I think the chefs enjoy it just as much as the students do. There was smiles on everyone's faces. The chefs were right in there, and they were trying to understand how the students were being creative with what they were making. And even, that young creative mind, they're coming up with things that are a little outside of the box, some of them. And even the chefs, some of the chefs were like, oh, I never thought about doing something that's simple, but making it the way they made it. So it was really neat.
Yeah, we were joking amongst the chefs that a couple of those ideas would go on our menus, so taking small notes. It was really, some of the presentations were really amazing. Absolutely.
Very cool. And now collaborating once again, coming up this Saturday for the Phuket's Best Burger Competition.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited to continue our collaboration with two chefs, and we have another team preparing and getting ready to participate. The first international school to be in Phuket's Best Burger. So super excited about that.
And it's a pretty huge event. I remember when it started, it was pretty just a couple burgers here and there from the major resorts and stuff. But there's a lot of competition now.
This year, it's amazing. I think Jay's set up, I think it's about 24 or 26 different stalls. And I think the majority of those are selling burgers. And of course, adult beverages would be peppered throughout those tents.
But and thank you.
Even seeing, yeah, I normally forget in the afternoon. But no, it's, I think Jay's really done a great job this year. The organization started really early. And, you know, the Facebook page, Phuket's Best Burger Competition, it's just, it's amazing. The posts and seeing everyone's edge and the burgers that are being entered. It's kind of every day I check it to see where the competition's at and how to tweak the final recipe. But no, it's going to be a really great event. And, you know, as Rob was saying, I think it's such a great thing that an international school is entering it, because it gives the students a chance to be hands-on at an event.
Yeah.
And understand what it takes to make 200 burgers that they're going to sell themselves, made by students, sold by students. I think it's just it's an incredible experience, and it's just a fantastic event to be a part of for them.
Definitely.
For everyone who's going to be a part of it.
Well, and I think a lot of people don't really understand how big of a challenge it is to enter this competition, because when you, on the first thought, you're like, oh, you just have to make a burger. Yeah. And if it's good, then you win. But it's like, you got to make the one you enter, and then you got to make them for everybody who comes to the event that wants to try it, which is a lot of people. So it's massive. So you guys must be, I mean, maybe not you specifically, but your team must be really, really busy this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the students are really dedicated and taking the time to work with our chefs. And again, it's going to be a burger made by students, sold by students.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole week, they're tweaking their recipes, working on the secret ingredients, and then, you know, working on how to produce that many burgers to sell to the public and to basically win the competition is the plan.
Yeah.
Tied for first.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, because you guys will be competing against each other as well.
Yeah, yeah. Our stalls are beside each other, but we're competing against each other and working together.
Oh.
So it'll be a good
absolutely
good dynamic.
So it's all friendly until Saturday at 4 p.m., and then the gloves come off.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sabotage, all that stuff.
And even that's okay. It's when the judges make their decision that we'll really see how this collaboration will hold true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very good. Any sneak peeks, or is it all totally?
It's all hush hush, I'm afraid, because you know we don't want the competition seeing this and making their final tweaks. It's,
right.
It's definitely we hide it.
All
Star
right.
Wars script. It's hush hush, totally locked down.
That's fantastic. But you guys are going to be right next to each other on the event on Saturday. Do you know where yet, or
we are. When you enter, I believe we're on the right-hand side, maybe two stalls in. So we're right as the flow of traffic starts to come.
Yep.
And then from our stall, obviously, you get a really good view of the two chefs band that will be performing there as well.
Very convenient.
So, yep. So, no, it's, again, you can't miss us. The two chefs and QSI stalls will be right next to each other and pumping out some amazing cuisine.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be really exciting. And, you know, the students are really ramped up. You know, we got a big team. You know, they came out, a solid 10 of them to be involved. And we got one that's a bit of a grill master, so he's super excited to work the grill during the day. And, you know, they're keen to get involved and learn the trade a little bit.
Definitely. And it's really great opportunity for them, too. And I imagine they're going to be pretty popular there as well, because they got the added, you know, kid vibe. Like everyone wants to go check
toy.
It out. It's yeah, absolutely. There's this that fair that's going on right across the road here. There's this little boy there who's selling seafood, and he's like 7 years old, and he's running the booth by himself. And there's a massive line every day because everyone wants to like buy from this kid who's running his own restaurant. So it's definitely like a, you know, people, they're going to be busy, so they better get lots of ingredients ready.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a good plan in place to put everything together to have enough burgers that hopefully we run out, but they are kept busy for the entire
day.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Very good. So that's this Saturday, and it's happening at Phuket Boat Lagoon, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's been jumping around a little bit lately. Yes, Phuket Boat Lagoon, Saturday at 4 p.m., and you can go there, you can try all the different burgers from everyone who has entered, of course, check out Two Chefs and QSI, and enjoy the music of the Two Chefs band as well, and by the end of the night, we will know who is the Phuket's best burger, and you guys get to try your best runner-up face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Yeah, and I think we already know the result's going to be tied for first. But for, yeah, for everyone else, let them fight over second and third place. I don't have a problem with that.
Now, are you guys prepared to share the crown if it is a tie? You guys are going to walk up on stage together? And
I'll be honest, joking aside, my hope is that QSI does get first place, because again, it'll be an amazing experience for the students who are putting in the energy for it. Two Chefs is just happy to be in the competition. It's great to see, you know, to say hi to the other chefs who are in there and putting in their best. It's just a great event in general, and for us to see QSI succeed and be first place would be just it would be amazing. It would be kind of what we're pushing for. So
very diplomatic answer. All right, Rob, let's talk the dirty. Why are you going to take this guy down? What's the strategy to take Two Chefs out?
You know, it really comes down to is you know, playing the child card with the chefs,
yeah,
and hoping that motivates them to give us a slight edge, you know, and make a great burger.
Yeah, of course.
You know. Well, so the students have a good plan on their burger. It should taste pretty good if it turns out today.
It'll be awesome.
Well, I'm very excited to go and try both burgers. I don't have a massive stomach, but I think I can handle at least four burgers. So I got one, two, and then I'll just decide at the event the other two.
Well, what we've decided too, because in the past years that Two Chefs has been in this, it's similar. We get the same feedback, is I can only really eat two burgers.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, it's massive. So what we've decided for both QSI and Two Chefs is that we will do smaller portions.
Oh,
so
good.
People will have the option of, they'll still get all the flavors jam-packed into a smaller burger, but that means they get to try other people's burgers, because that's really what the event is about.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, everyone wants to win, but it's about tasting all the different chefs' foods, and you know, it's an amazing event. There's so many different flavors, so many different styles of burgers out there that, I mean, they should be slightly smaller so people can try a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, I'm the same as you. Like, two burgers in 2 years ago, I was like, okay, well, that's it. Yeah. You see it, there's so many great burgers, there's just no more room for them.
I was a judge 1 year, and they had, even then, I think it was like 15 different burgers. And even cutting them into the smallest pieces, by like number 10 or so, I was just like, okay, here, I can't. I got it. Oh, God, I can't. Just so full. My stomach was just like rejecting. Like, no, there's no more room there. I'm just like, but I have to judge them.
It's my job.
Yeah. It's my job, sworn duty. Well, I'm very excited, and I'm sure you guys are very excited as well. So that is, once again, the Phuket's Best Burger Competition this Saturday, starting at 4 p.m. at Boat Lagoon. Check out QSI, check out Two Chefs Band, and Two Chefs, the restaurant. And it's going to be a fantastic event. Guys, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about this.
Yeah, thanks for having us in.
Whenever you'd like, always. Coming up next, we got the new Ariana Grande. Here is Break Up With Your Girlfriend. I'm bored on Live 89.5.